The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Maybe seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been so preoccupied with something that you missed what someone was saying to you or what was happening right in front of you? How easy it is to be distracted and afraid in this world. To think that we have this illusion of control, when in reality, there's so much that's out of control in the world and in our lives. And when we really understand that, that creates a sense of fear. And in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is trying to calm our fears. But even as we reflect on this lesson, we can blow past that promise, that desire that God wants to give to us. Jesus knows that his own sheep are afraid. Jesus knows that his flock is human and will succumb at times to distractions, to destructions, to unpredictable forces of the world that cause us to be filled with fear. Fear gets in the way of trusting God, as Lori Cornell points out. And in our gospel lesson, Jesus seems to be suggesting that our faith is like a poorly made purse at times. It's going to wear out. It's not going to be so sturdy. Not sturdy enough to handle the treasures of heaven. But we might also want to cling to the treasures of this world. And the fabric can wear and tear. The moths can destroy it. Or it could be stolen from you. We craft these purses and bags of faith to fit our treasures that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God. We realize that even if we manage to hold on to our stuff as long as we can, in the end, we cannot take it with us. So this passage can still trip us up, because as I said, we blow past what Jesus is saying to us. We can reduce the gospel to just moral living. Be holy. Don't be afraid. Sell your possessions and be ready. I could just say those things and sit down, right? Be holy. Sell your possessions. Don't be afraid. Be ready. But then that's going to be a burden, isn't it? It's going to make the gospel about what we must do, and you're going to be distracted
And in, to some extent, living in fear of, am I doing enough? Did I give enough away? Is this what God wants me to do? Am I being faithful enough? You're going to be distracted. So some are going to take this as a call of works righteousness and think they're earning something in a self-righteous response to this gospel lesson. Others are going to want to cling to their possessions, and they're going to just dismiss it outright. Doesn't sound practical, does it? It might even make us uncomfortable. Uncomfortable enough, we're just going to ignore what Jesus is trying to say here. So we can easily, especially in our society today, reduce this gospel lesson to two possibilities. Have to do X, Y, and Z. Or, Jesus didn't really mean all of that. Let's not take him too literally here. And we're focused on that first and foremost. We're missing what Jesus is saying. Right in the beginning of our gospel lesson. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it's in your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God doesn't want to just give us a little. God wants to give you the kingdom. God is not imposing a legalistic way of living that if we do not follow, it will be hell to pay. God wants to give us the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We're distracted and we blow past that promise right there, right from the beginning, because our hearts are in the wrong place. That's the problem. Our hearts are in the wrong place when we think we could earn God's favor through our works. Focus then on us, ourselves. Our hearts are in the wrong place when we think our possessions have become so essential to our lives that they become like gods to us. And the goal in life is consuming and accumulating and holding on to them at the expense of our own well-being and also at the expense of the well-being of our neighbor in need. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is in your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's a verse that should change how we understand the rest of this gospel lesson and also our relationship to our God. Because God wants to give us the kingdom. You cannot earn this kingdom, nor can you build an everlasting kingdom on your own. Death is that reminder that we cannot take what we earn with us. And even our accomplishments in the world will surely fade over time. And death, in a sense, as Cornell points out, is an unholy thief. An unholy thief that will take all of that away from us in the end. Your accomplishments, your possessions, all that. The unholy thief will take all that away. But here's the good news. Also, as Cornell points out, Jesus becomes the holy thief, plundering sin and death of their ultimate power. Jesus becomes the holy thief, plundering sin and death of their ultimate power. When we take our fear to the cross, we cling to the good news. Our faith and trust are in the shepherd that does not allow the unholy thief of sin and death to have the last word. It is our God of love that assures us of the kingdom that will be given to us now and forever. Have no fear, little flock. Trust in the good news of the kingdom that God desires to give to you. Look to the cross and place your fear there. And may the cross transform that fear into faith and trust. May that faith enable us to be awake and aware of God's kingdom that is in our midst. See, that's an important piece of our gospel lesson. Not awake and aware just for the end, right? That's, I think some people reduce the gospel to that. But awake and aware for whenever God is coming to us. We don't want to be distracted or rush so far past how God is coming to us right here and right now. Because the truth of it is, the good news is that God and God's kingdom often comes to us right now in very unsurprising ways. No longer are we looking out for ourselves, whether that be through self-righteous living or accumulating and hoarding, but awake and aware We are surprised by God's love and generosity. We are invested in the life of our community and in relationships with others. So may we continue to intentionally pray, "Your kingdom come." For we, gathered together as God's flock in the world, are a signpost of God's kingdom. When our heart is in the right place, we live into this reality. When we are centered in the Word and strengthened in the sacraments, we are reminded of God's presence and kingdom coming to us right now. We are awake and alive in Christ. Martin Luther once said that the church is a place of conversation and consolation of the faithful. Bringing our fears to the cross is bringing them to the community of faith, where in consolation and conversation, we experience this as part of the family of God. For as a part of the family of God, we are always pointing to the crucified and risen Christ in our midst. As part of the family of God, we become glimpses of God's kingdom to our fellow family members in faith as well. Jesus knows that his flock will be afraid, but he tells us to not be afraid because he wants to give us the kingdom. We're called to be awake and aware of the kingdom that is in our midst and that is to come. Little flock, may our hearts be centered on the love and promise of Jesus. May we be alive and awake and aware in the promise that we receive through word and sacrament, that we would be sent out into the world to declare this good news in a world that often blows past the good and often lives in the fear. May our faith be a source of light and hope to all people, that they would slow down to hear the good news, that they would slow down to hear the promise, that they would slow down to experience the reality of the kingdom of God that is a gift given to us now and forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.